Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting second, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting second, the second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third, the left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jeff Ransom. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Adley Hamaker. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Adley Hamaker. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bergman. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hamaker. Stearns moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns scores. One out. It's 2-0, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. There goes Davis. The throw from Stearns to Gardenhire, and Davis is out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire takes first base on ball four. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brooks. Evans scores. Bergman moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Mets. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bergman scores. Ransom moves to second. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Zachary settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster misplays the ball. That's an error on LeMaster. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Hamaker juggles the ball. That's an error on Hamaker. Baylor moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball four. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman takes first base on ball four. Smith moves to second. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 0-for-1 in the game. Ransom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. LeMaster steals second. Adley Hamaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamaker strikes out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LeMaster moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. LeMaster scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Giants. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bergman takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 0-for-2 in the game. Ransom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Bergman moves to third. Ransom moves to second. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Adley Hamaker. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Bergman scores. Ransom scores. LeMaster moves to third. It's 6-2, Giants. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Backman now playing second base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Barrios now playing first base. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Orozco. Bergman moves to second. Jeff Ransom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ransom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ransom hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LeMaster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Youngblood hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barr moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco spins and fires to second, with Baylor covering, and Barr is picked off. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Backman reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Backman scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Greg Minton now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jorgensen moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barrios settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.